It's the magic of animation that helps bring a game to life. It can be as simple as an object moving from one point to another, or something more complex, such as a walk cycle. Let's take a look at some game animation. An animation is a series of still images playing one after another, creating the illusion of motion. I'm going to show you how I created the ship's animation in the game Shooter. The animation of the ship in Shooter involves the sails fluttering in the wind, as well as steam shooting from the ship. In order to create the animation, we first take our finished ship and redraw the sail slightly different from the original sail. Now we have a two-frame animation. Since the fluttering animation is very rapid, having just two frames will do the trick. Here's a preview of our sails fluttering in the wind. Now the other animation coming from the ship is the steam. In the game Shooter, the steam shoots out from the back end of the ship and gets dispersed by the spinning blade. In this animation, we have the sails fluttering as well as the steam shooting out. We've combined both animation into one sprite sheet. In total, our sprite sheet consists of 8 frames. We can break down the looping animation like this. 4 frames for the looping animation of the steam and 2 frames for the looping animation of the sails. To create the sprite sheet, we crop down to the ship's animation and transfer each frame into a new document, that is the width of our single frames times the number of the frames we use in the animation, which is 8. Animation come in different forms, sprite sheets, animation strips, or individual frame files. No matter what implementation you use, there are a few pieces of information you'll need to give to the programmer, including the X and Y coordinates for the beginning of each frame, the width and the height of the frame, and any specialized information such as custom collision data.